Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. My name is Jackson. We post daily Houston Rockets content on this channel. Hit that like button, hit that sub button. If you guys enjoyed, the Houston Rockets have won 6 straight basketball games. If I'm not mistaken, the last time the Houston Rockets won 6 basketball games was during the WOW era with Christian Wood, Victor Oladipo, and Mr. John Wall. It's crazy. You know, it's absolutely crazy. The last time I think I went, I don't remember the last time I went live, but I remember making a Rockets video a couple of weeks ago at this point when they were 0-3 and they had just lost to the Golden State Warriors. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, I watched that basketball game. I'm thinking to myself, like, they looked pretty good. You know, the first 2 games for Houston this season were not very good, but this game, I think it was a Sunday night, actually, maybe 2 weeks ago, they were competitive all the way through it. And then so we heard Draymond Green say, look, man, these Rockets are different. This team is a lot better. They would have given up last time. And so tonight they were at home. And I know that Denver has no Jamal Murray, but keep in mind, man, you know, it's sports. It's sports. Players get injured. This is still the same team that made the NBA Finals last season. What is up to everybody in here? We got Drizzt. We got Rogo. What's good, man? What's up, Rogo? So first off, before we get any further, because this will be, you know, for everybody who's not live right now, all of these are on whatever podcast form you use, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that link stuff's down below. We're really going to be ramping it up this season. I do apologize for the lack of consistency this year. I do cover football pretty much full time now, and my golf company pretty much got scammed about a week and a half ago. So it's just been an absolute nightmare. So I apologize for the inconsistency. But folks, we're definitely back. I hope you enjoyed our video a couple of days ago with my man Henry, who is on the NBA show. I have a daily live NBA show if anybody's interested in that. But anyways, man, the Houston Rockets have won 6 great basketball games. They took down the defending champions in the Denver Nuggets tonight. It's just beautiful. You know, it's just so beautiful. As Drizzt says right here, must be something in the water. All H-Town teams are balling. Let's go H-Town. It's so cool. You know, it's just so cool. I did not watch the Texans game today, but I did see that they won. I have no idea how they won that football game because I'm pretty sure it was like 27-17 with like 10 or so minutes left in that game. But the Houston Rockets have won 6 straight games. It's absolutely crazy, man. I cannot believe it because, like I said, the last time I think I went live was during that, you know, first couple of games, and there was so much pessimism out there, and it's pretty much, you know, the outspoken minority. I would say like 1% of Rockets fans, a lot of them not even Rockets fans, just kind of shitting on the new look Ime Udoka Houston Rockets. So what's up, Aria? Everybody hit that like button, hit that sub button for daily Rockets content. A like goes a very long way. If you're listening on streaming platforms, a review, a rating also goes a very long way. So we got this pulled up here. We're going to go to our box score here. Alperen Şengün, player of the game, but man, Uncle Jeff put up, I believe it was 14 points. Let's get a quick fact check. I'm pretty positive it was Jeff Green finished with 15 points, but I'm pretty sure 14 of those were in the fourth quarter here. These guys are just ready to play, man. I think for me, you know, it's obvious this team has talent. You know, it's a star-driven league, so I don't think people are sitting here saying, you know, the Houston Rockets are about to win the NBA Finals here. But I sent out a tweet this afternoon before the game because I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching these games, I'm watching some of these films, and there just feels like something a little bit different. We know there's something different about Houston this year as opposed to previous seasons, but I don't know what it is. They remind me of like the Memphis Grizzlies. They remind me of the OKC Thunder outside of, you know, Shea and John Morant, where it's like, you know, who's our solidified wide receiver one? Who's our solidified number one? As the games go on and on, is pretty much evidently becoming Alperen Şengün. Alperen Şengün is an absolute monster. He had a very great performance. I would 100% put him as my player of the game tonight. Uncle Jeff really came through. Freddie Double V, Rockford's finest, had a phenomenal game as well. But Alperen Şengün going up against, you know, MVP Nikola Jokic. He finished 9-18, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, 23 points. The tenacity, the grit of this team. I think it was Jabari who said it about a week ago, like, we feel more mature this season, you know, last year. And don't quote me on this because these aren't his exact words, but, you know, like, I actually think he used the word immature. I don't know if that's the best word to describe the Houston Rockets of last season, but, you know, we're just such a young team, right? The Houston Rockets are just such a young team in general. But this year feels so different. And I love having guys, you know, I love the addition of Ime Udoka. I loved getting Fred. I loved getting Dylan Brooks. I wasn't a big fan of getting Brooke Lopez, but to me, the biggest addition of the offseason was and still is Ime Udoka. You know, a coach goes a very long way, as all of us are fully aware of with Coach Steven Silas for the last many years. That just was never a thing. What's up to my man B Cozy in here? Energy, culture, we more gritty. What's up to my man Joshua? I used to pray for times like this. It's Udoka. Defense is legit. Defense won the game tonight. Udoka has molded this team in his image. It's perfect. You guys are hitting the nail on the head here. I don't know if we have official stats as far as, you know, because I guess teams are still playing right now. I think after this game, the Houston Rockets will have the 5th best defensive rating in the league. But currently, right now, whatever, yeah, this isn't updated. Yeah, now they currently have, I guess there are still games going on right now, but the Houston Rockets are top 10 offense, they're top 10 defense. They're technically actually the 5th best defensive rating offense or defense in the league right now. I think that's something we talked about, Henry and I talked about in our video on Friday, was they're like, at that point in time, a couple of days ago, they were one of 3 teams with a top 5 or a top 10 offensive and defensive efficiency rating. So it's just beautiful. You know, it's absolutely beautiful. And that's the reason I tweeted it out earlier today. I wanted to get that out onto, platform saying, look, man, Sacramento last year, weren't they? Sacramento last year was the 3 seed. Memphis the year before that, were they the 3 seed? I know they were 2, but you guys get the gist of what I'm getting at here. Injuries happen. The Clippers suck. The Lakers currently suck. Booker's injured. Just because you're the whatever seed you are at the end of the year doesn't mean you're like, you know, the 3rd or 4th or 15th best team in that conference. It really wouldn't shock me if the Houston Rockets were a home court team. Which feels really outrageous to say because, you know, we're on a very nice high right now. This is a high I don't think I've felt covering the Rockets since definitely not the WoW era when they won 6 games the last time back in, what was that, 2020, 2021 technically. I mean, this is like the first month that I covered the Rockets back when James Harden was still in town. I mean, it is just genuinely and absolutely crazy what is going on and what Ime Udoka has instilled on this squad and what guys like Dylan Brooks are doing, what guys like Freddie Double V are doing. You know, I think Jabari's been unbelievably efficient this season. Elpern Şengün still is my number one. I still think he's the Rockets' star player. I think the franchise player is Amen Thompson, but clearly he's currently injured. Cam Whitmore's been balling his ass off in the G League. He's about to bounce back onto this team as well. So it's just a great time to be a Rockets fan. And as I believe it was Drizzt who pointed out, it's a great time to just be a Houston sports fan right now. I mean, this is just absolutely beautiful. Jalen Green had a horrible night tonight as far as scoring. I mean, I would just say he had a bad night in general. It kind of surprises me. He's the only positive plus minus guy in the starting lineup now that we're looking at it here. He finished 9 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. However, he did go 1 of 13 from the field. Jalen Green in the last 3 games, he's put up 20-plus points in each of the last 3 games outside of tonight. I would imagine that average was between 23 and 25. I would say he 100% gets passes like this. Just in general, scores like Jalen Green, shooters shoot. I know there were some sketchy possessions, but keep in mind this dude is still extremely young. And, you know, I think more importantly, man, a lot of people like to compare this guy to like Cade Cunningham. A lot of people like to compare him to Evan Mobley. A lot of people like to just compare him to players in that draft class that
are doing statistically better. I don't need Jalen Green to be a superstar player. I don't even need Jalen Green to be my second best player. In fact, I think Jalen Green is probably best suited as number three on the Houston Rockets. But what I do want to say about Jalen's night tonight is, and I know we've all heard it, the old saying, like, you know, when you're not having a good night, you got to impact the game in other ways. And I think tonight was very good, especially early on. I think tonight was a very good example of Jalen Green doing that. So, you know, we're going to live with 1-13 nights. If the Houston Rockets had lost this game 107-104, I would imagine Twitter would be blowing up right now saying this dude is cheeks, this dude is buns. But we know this. I mean, this just simply doesn't matter. If he went the whole season 1-13, yeah, we got to have a conversation because the dude sucks. But that's not the case, and that never will be the case, right? For Eddie Double B, you know, I'm a little bit biased because he's from my home state, Rockford in Illinois. Rockford wasn't that far away. I know a couple of people from Rockford. When I first started getting into the NBA, the Toronto Raptors were a team that treated my videos very friendly, just like the Houston Rockets. And so I have a soft spot in my heart for guys like Fred and that Toronto Raptors team. But he struggled for, like, what, the first two basketball games, and everybody's, you know, not Rockets fans. NBA media is, like, losing their minds saying, why would you pay Fred this, you know, fat contract? What are you guys doing? Rockets are going to Rockets. I think when you have players or teammates and coaches like Ime Udoka, pretty much like every Rockets coach and every Rockets player right now, when you have guys that believe in you, and that also goes to fandom as well, it goes a really long way. And I think, you know, a lot of us have played sports in our lives here, and you guys get it. You know, if your coach fully believes in you, you know, if your teammates fully believe in you, if your teammates have your back and you have your teammates back, I mean, these are these are stuff you just can't put on a statistic. You know, these are things you can't track analytically. And, you know, I don't want to use the Golden State Warriors as an example of Jordan Poole last year, but you kind of just get the point here. Like, the Houston Rockets team, they love each other. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a bad egg on the team. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are having a really good time, and they are really playing nice. And once again, just what Ime Udoka has instilled, going out there and getting guys like Dylan Brooks and Freddie Double V, these are big-ass moves. Uncle Jeff Green, just huge fourth quarter tonight. He's been very reliable. I mean, he was just knocking down threes. He was attacking Michael Porter Jr. I think the announcers were saying this a lot, especially, you know, with like the last 2 or 3 minutes in the game, like, they were attacking Michael Porter Jr. And that's just smart situational basketball, in my opinion. And I it's crazy because it seems obvious. It makes me think of LeBron James. It makes me think of Duncan Robinson on his podcast saying in the 2020 bubble finals, like, LeBron would literally get the ball inbounded on the other side of the court, point at me and say, switch. Like, I mean, this is just genuinely special. This is just genuinely special. They were pretty much doing that to Michael Porter Jr. as time was expiring. And I just didn't really, I know it's been like 2.5 years, and I hate to even bring his name up, but it's just something I didn't feel in the Silas era. I can't believe it's been 2 years since we had a positive record. I think it was more than 2 years. I think it was like 1,000-something days. Wasn't it like 1,055 or 1,065 days, something along those lines? I mean, it is just genuinely crazy statistic. And now they've rattled off 6 straight victories. It is beautiful. What's up, Jalen Johnson? My man, the GOAT. Defense was fantastic tonight, and Uncle Jeff was huge. I mean, these are players deep down in the depth chart that make a big-time difference. And I know that our bench started really slow, you know, just pretty much honestly in every facet as the season began. But, like, honestly, the whole team kind of started extremely slow. So, you know, kind of keep that in mind. But Jeff Green, Tari Eason coming back 3 games ago. Jae Sean Tate, like, I think you could look at Jae Sean Tate's stats right now. Let's say you are a team like, you know, like the Celtics or, you know, the Warriors, not necessarily those teams, but you could think to yourself, you know, you know what, the Bucks are a good example, like a team that needs more perimeter defense. And you could look at, you know, Jayshon Tate statistics tonight and be like, oh yeah, we could get this dude for a bag of chips. But us Rocket fans watching this game, Jayshon Tate's doing unbelievable. We knew this. We knew Jayshon Tate was important. Jay got a really bad luck of the draw last season because of injuries. And also just the coaching wasn't ideal. But I think we've fully seen, or we've been re-reminded this year that Jayshon Tate is, I mean, these are players you want on a winning team. And I remember when I first started making Houston Rockets content and they signed this dude from the NBL who spent the year before Australia and Germany, who spent the four previous seasons as like the center at Ohio State, Jayshon Tate. You know, watching this film, reading the articles, this was like the first month I started covering the Rockets, thinking like this guy kind of sounds perfect. You know, he sounds perfect. Like who I can think of right now is like Bruce Brown. I'm sure there are good other examples as well. But as Jalen's saying here, Tate with the game-clinching steal. I mean, these are stuff you just don't see in the stat sheet unless you're watching these games. So, you know, Jayshon Tate was one of those players, like myself included, you pair him up with a player and you can maybe get a first-round draft pick or you can get an enticing young player. And now that the Houston Rockets have won six straight games and they're 6-1 at home and – you know, we're like, what, the third seed in the Western Conference? It's like, I kind of want to hold on to Jayshon Tate for sure. Three-point shot or no three-point shot, which, by the way, this season, he's got a relatively reliable three-point shot. I don't need him taking five threes a game, but you get what I'm saying. 20 minutes a night, the bench players are just huge. And keep in mind, man, we're still missing guys like Amen Thompson. I get it, though. He's extremely young. Cam Whitmore, you could say the same thing. These guys are extremely young. But yeah, Jayshon Tate, I think, did a phenomenal job tonight. Just extremely underrated. What is up to my man, Jorge? What is up to my man, JDC? We got all the OGs in here, man. I miss these so much. I want to stream these games so badly, but unfortunately, there's football on like three nights a week, and then you know, two of the other nights that there isn't football on or weekend nights. And it's just, you know, it gets a little complicated. We got 35 lovely folks in here. Hit that like button, hit that sub button. But more importantly, guys, these are all on streaming platforms. If you ever want to listen to it the day after or the night after, when you're driving or working out or whatever, what's up to my man, Ray? We're so back. The Houston Rockets are done rebuilding. They're here to win. We've got some bad Wi-Fi, but it's all right. We're going to continue to go. The Toyota Center was electric today. I don't know, Jorge, if Jorge was at the game tonight, but you are 100% right from what I could gather. For those who don't know, Jorge was the OG listener, now friend of the pod, who hooked it up last year's home opener where we watched Bruno Fernando be the starting center, which is still so crazy to me that Bruno Fernando around this time last season was the starting center at the Houston Rockets home opener against Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. Tate's a Houston legend. He fits this Ime Udoka culture so perfectly. I don't think like, you know, I know him and Grant Williams have different games. You know, Grant Williams is a pretty nice three-point shooter, whatever, whatever. But when you said that, it kind of reminds me of – I don't know why, it just kind of reminds me of Grant Williams on the Boston Celtics. C.J. Stroud. I saw Shannon Sharp tweet that C.J. Stroud is like a legitimate MVP candidate, and I genuinely think it's kind of hard to disagree with that. I'm a huge CJ Stroud enthusiast. If you guys follow the main page, I'm posting like two Texans videos a week right now. Texans, man, they're fucking beautiful. They're beautiful. I had a subscriber who offered me a Texans game, and I feel like I botched it, but I need to get to a Texans and Rocket game. Texans season will end soon, but I need to go to a Rockets game. I tried to go to the home opener, and I just couldn't. Those tickets were, because it's Golden State, But I want to see like Steph Curry play. I was just, for those of you guys who know like the NBA show, or now it's Beyond the Backboard, I do it with my man, Ciro. And then we have a couple of guys, you know, Nick, Henry, and Luke on it. We went to Messi's, you know, soccer game or whatever it is on Friday. I was just like, it made me think like, oh, I'm so glad I'm like watching the soccer go play. Like, I need to see LeBron. I need to see Steph play. Those Rocket tickets against Steph Curry were a little bit pricey. Josh, I don't know if you're joshing me right now, but these are definitely on Spotify and they're always on. I try to not promote it because I kind of like keeping it under wraps, or not under wraps, but you know, I don't want to like go overboard here. I want to focus on the content, not the promotion side of it. So yeah, these are always on Apple, Spotify, however you take your podcasts. Probably like takes a little time, you know, like 20 minutes, you know. Be cozy. I was just thinking about cozy the other day. Man, those, dude, we've been through so much, man. I know every Rocket fan watching this right now. Just like 2-3 years ago, man, Justin Patton, Mason Jones, like trading for KPJ, KPJ going to the G League, coming back up, dropping 15-11 against the Bucks. Like, it's just crazy the last couple of years, and I'm so happy. I don't want to get too high on the Rockets. I'd get too high in general, but like, I don't want to get too high because, you know, I don't want to get heartbroken. Armani Brooks just had a fucking heater like a week ago again on the Nets. Ben McLemore is a little bit more OG than those players, but are we back in 2019? I love Deshaun Watson. Like, I know that's probably a touchy subject, but Deshaun Watson on the Texans was fucking dope. Hope to get you back in H-Town, hit a Rockets game and a Texans game together. My man, HB and Jorge, you guys are freaking dope. Hell yeah, man. The name of this is Let's Talk Rockets on Spotify. The link is just in the bio as well. We got good coaches in Houston sports. Ime Udoka for the Rockets, D'Amico Ryans for the Texans, and now Joe Espada as the new manager for the Astros. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dusty Baker retired. I'm such a baseball novice, normie, whatever it is. Casual is the word I'm looking for. But D'Amico Ryans is doing great things. It's been a crazy 3 years here. Daniel House, fucking bubble legend Daniel House himself, just going small. It's just these small ball lineups. P.J. Tucker at the five memes. Dude, it's just been a beautiful run, and it makes this that much better. What's up, Charlie? Great to get all you guys in here now. It's awesome, man. It's just absolutely awesome. I'm so bullish on this team in general. I love watching these guys play right now. I genuinely think, like, I think 100% Elpern, and this is not a knock on Sabonis, but I think 100% Elpern Şengün will be better. I think it will be like widely known actually that Şengün is a better player than Sabonis. Sabonis in the playoffs, especially against Golden State, really kind of turned me off because they let him take anything they wanted outside of the paint, and he couldn't hit the backside of a bar. He couldn't throw a grape in the ocean. And I don't feel that way with Elpern Şengün. I know he's not like a lockdown 3-point shooter, but He can make shots outside of the goddamn paint. So I think Elpern Şengün is, I think right now he's well on his way to an all-star, I would imagine. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but this guy is a freaking player. We got to watch out for ESPN ads. Let me know if anything ever plays too loud. 19 points, 8.3 rebounds, 6 assists. Is this updated statistics? It is not, but still. The point still stands. If Elpern Şengün got even, you know what? While we're at it, oh geez, I just got rid of that. Okay. While we're at it, I'm gonna look up Nikola Jokic's 3-point stats in year 1 through 3. Let's see here. All right, year 1, 33, 32, and then 40. Elpern Şengün had a 40% 3-point shot. He would be a superstar,
I mean, I think Shengun's got for sure superstar potential. But are we a legit playoff team in the West now? Is it too soon to say?
You know, I don't think it. I don't think so at all. One of the things I love about the Houston Rockets is their youth, and you see it with guys like you know, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and the Clippers. You see it with Devin Booker, Bradley Beal on the Phoenix Suns. You see all of these players who miss time and they miss games, and LeBron James, Anthony Davis. And from their standpoints, it's like, you know, if you're a Lakers fan, if you're a Suns fan, like, don't get injured, bro. We're trying to win a freaking NBA championship here. Like, you know, game number 22 against the Washington Wizards, we don't need you playing 40 minutes a night, LeBron. Like, that's where I think the Rockets' youth and that youthful energy and that just, you know, being young, I think that's going to really help them out. And that's why I keep bringing up the Sacramento Kings of last season and the Memphis Grizzlies of the season before, where these teams just took huge-ass leaps and they were so young, but they have some veteran talent. I think 100% the Houston Rockets could be a top 16 playing tournament. I would say 100%. At this point, 100%, I don't think, you know, you could say maybe they won't make the playing tournament, but I think they are 100% like a playing capable team. I don't think anybody would argue that at this point in the season. I know we're just 10 games in, and I've always said, and I always will, I think you need about 20 games to kind of fully develop or to fully evaluate your team or a team in general. But man, I got to say the bounce back effort, the bounce back ability of this team starting 0-3, even though that last loss against Golden State was clearly a step in the right direction, as Draymond Green and a lot of these NBA players are saying about the Rockets when they play them. I think just honestly, like the ability to win that fourth game, that fifth game, that you know, sixth game, and then three more, and to just have three straight victories, I think it's so impressive. I think it's genuinely so impressive. I think basketball is better when the Houston Rockets are good, man. It's just a fact here. Playing confirmed, pretty much they'll be in the running. I look back to my Chicago Bulls last season, and it was like, God, dude, we fucking sucked. We made the play-in. We were 2 minutes away from taking down the Miami Heat, who ended up making the NBA playoffs. You never know. You never know. You just never know. Ime has completely changed the culture. It's crazy the difference a coach makes. You know, it really is. And it's they're so different. Special teams. I don't know why this reminds me of special teams in football, where it's like, if you guys are football fans in here, you never really appreciate having a good special teams unit, like a kicker, a returner, you know, punt, et cetera, until you either have a really good one or a really bad one. And I feel like that kind of is how coaching is in the NBA. Obviously, a much bigger impact. Like, Ime has flipped it on its head. And I think he's just a great leader of men in general. He's clearly a great basketball mind, but especially with this young team, they handpicked Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet. These are guys like, you know, Dylan Brooks is the definition of a misfit. I mean, these are guys that just give you energy. They bring a vibe. They have a certain aura of themselves where it's like, you just want these dudes on your team. Maybe you, I fucking hated Dylan Brooks as far as like, you know, playing against Dylan Brooks. Like, God, fuck this motherfucker. You know, fuck him. It's like Marcus Smart. I used to hate Marcus Smart because of Oklahoma State back in college. And if he's on your team, it's, you know, completely different. It's like, that's the freaking intensity I'm going at. I mean, it's beautiful. And then we were talking about earlier, I mean, it gets deeper, man. Jeff Green, Uncle Jeff, like, fuck yeah. I'm going to take that. This is Shangoon's team. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it is honestly in the Rockets' best interest, man. I think Jalen Green's a phenomenal scorer, and I think that's his role on the team. And then we see games like this where, you know, outside of a couple of possessions, where if you're shooting 1 of 13 and you can still impact the game in a positive way, that's talent, man. That's good. We beaten Clippers in the in-season tourney. I got to be honest with you guys. I really don't know what's going on in the in-season tourney. It's always Friday night, and it's Friday night. I'm doing stuff. You know what I mean? I feel like they've done a good job of promoting it,
But unless you're watching each game, I don't know if they've done a great job at, you know, updating it, which is fine. I love the innovation in the NBA in general. You got Shangoon and Jalen on your fantasy team. I don't have any Rocket player except for Tari Eason on my fantasy team. I wanted Shangoon so badly. I think my buddy Nick took him and snagged him. All right, let's pull up this stat news here while I browse Twitter. See if we got any cool statistics coming our way here. Is this updated? It is updated. Let's go. Get out of here. Look at that beard on Freddie Double V on StatMuse. The Rockets are 6-3. It's just such a sight. It's just such a sight. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. We got a tweet here from my man Austin Tucker. Is it time to make Tari Eason the permanent starter over Jabari? I don't think so. I think I actually love Tari Eason off of the bench. I absolutely love it. I think the bench is in the NBA. I think it gets often overlooked here. I mean, makes me think of like Chris Paul on the Dubs, man. You got Chris Paul, a Hall of Famer, one of the best in the business, coming off of the bench against teams' bench units. I mean, Tari Eason is a energizer bunny in general. But, you know, starters to me, like, it really doesn't matter. Starters, it's more about the finishing and closing lineup. And then you have games like this where you got, you know, dudes like Jeff Green just on heaters. Like, you're not going to take this dude out of the basketball game. You know, Jalen Green gets subbed out for defense. You know, you bring in Jayshon Tate. Like, I just genuinely don't think it matters. Like, I'd rather not. I think Jabari's a good basketball player. I think Tari's a good basketball player. And, you know, regardless of where they were picked, like, I'm very happy they're both on this Houston Rockets team. You know, not Rockets fans when I say this, but, like, I think Jalen Green's a really prime example of people just looking at statistics and being like, oh, like, you know, imagine if the Rockets had Evan Mobley, you know, imagine if they had Josh Giddey, you know, whatever, whatever. You could play if and or but all day in sports, especially when it comes down to drafting. As SPF Hoops puts it, great name. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And the Houston Rockets have won 6 straight freaking basketball games. Let's take a look at what we got on the slate this upcoming week. There's no Rockets basketball till Friday. Oh, my goodness. That's a fucking bummer. Damn, dude, that's a huge bummer. There's no Rockets basketball until Friday. But you know what? I'm going to take it because that's 5-ish days of people saying the Houston Rockets have won 6 straight basketball games. So put some respect on that name, baby. Got the clip show, as somebody alluded to, in the tournament. And then you got the lake show, Golden State. That's a big 3-game road stretch. I would say if the Houston Rockets can win 2 out of those 3 games, people are going to start taking notice of it now after taking down especially Denver tonight. But I think people are going to really start to pay attention if they win 2 of those 3 freaking basketball games against those good-ass teams. Or those contending teams, I should say. So, beautiful win. Like I said, man, we're back here. Daily Rockets content. Stay tuned. I don't know. It's really hard to get NBA clips for me this season. I don't know why. I much prefer streaming. So stay tuned for a stream or a video tomorrow and as the week progresses. But, guys, thank you for watching. Tuning in tonight, taking time out of your Sunday night, especially Sunday night, and watching this show and chatting with me. Once again, as always, these are available on Apple, Spotify, whatever you guys consume your podcasts on. Take a search, Let's Talk Rockets, or click the link down below and be a friend, tell a friend. It really doesn't matter. Thank you guys for watching. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.